I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It is Thursday, the 9th of May, and today's news story is about a clever way that an Australian museum has managed to keep its women-only exhibit women-only. But before I tell you how they've done it, let's take a look at the keywords. So here we have some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's episode. Words that you might not know or you might not be sure about. So listen very carefully for the following words. See if you can understand them based on the context. And we'll come back to them all at the end. Let's begin with a verb. Breach. B-R-E-A-C-H. Breach. Next, a phrasal verb. Get away. Get away. And then another phrasal verb, turn away. Turn away. Next, an adjective, narrow. Narrow. N-A-R-R-O-W. Next, we have another adjective, clad. C-L-A-D. Clad. And then we have a verb, fold. F-O-L-D. Fold. And lastly, a noun, laundry. Laundry. L-A-U-N-D-R-Y. Laundry. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. A museum in Australia is determined to keep its ladies' lounge free of men after a court ruled that it had breached anti-discrimination laws. The space at Tasmania's Museum of Old and New Art had been strictly women-only, with the artist behind the lounge, Kersha Keishel, describing it as a place where ladies can get away and have a nice time. But the court issued its order in April after New South Wales resident Jason Lau filed a lawsuit against the museum, angry that he had been turned away. The museum has appealed the decision, arguing it took too narrow a view on women's historical and ongoing societal disadvantage and how the ladies' lounge can promote equal opportunity. Keishel had previously said she would close the lounge if the court ruled against her, and true to her word, it has been closed since the ruling. However, determined to keep it ladies only, the artist plans to turn the velvet-clad space into a ladies' toilet and a church, which she claims will allow it to continue operating as a space just for women. Ms. Keishel said, "There is a fabulous toilet coming to the ladies' lounge, and so in that sense, the ladies' lounge will operate as a ladies' room. It's a toilet that is celebrated the world round. It is the greatest toilet, and men won't be allowed to see it." She claims that the ladies' lounge contains some of the highest value paintings in the world, although this is unconfirmed, and obviously I'm not allowed to find out anytime soon. It will remain a women-only space, except for Sundays, when men will be able to enter to learn how to iron and fold laundry. And that's today's news story. Okay, so some creative thinking there from Keishel and the museum. But did you hear the words I gave you at the start? Did you understand them? Well, the first is breach. So a court ruled that the museum had breached anti-discrimination laws. So to breach means to break or fail to observe a law or a rule. Next, get away. So Kersha Keishel described the ladies' lounge as a place where ladies can get away and have a nice time. To get away means to escape from a place when something becomes too difficult. Next, turn away. So it all started when Jason Lau was turned away from the ladies' lounge. So to be turned away, this means to be refused entry. Next, narrow. So the museum has appealed the decision, arguing that the ruling took too narrow a view on women's historical and ongoing societal disadvantage. So if you take a narrow view on something, then it means you're very closed-minded. So you can be narrow in your view or narrow-minded, you're closed, you're not open. Next, clad. So the lounge is velvet clad. It's a velvet clad space. So clad means covered. So covered in velvet. And the final two words, fold laundry. So it will remain a women only space, except for Sundays, when men will be able to enter to learn how to iron and fold laundry. So you will fold laundry if you have just hung your washing up and it's dry, and then you fold it. So laundry, that's clothes that have just been washed or need to be washed, and to fold them is to bend them. So to fold means to bend a material such as paper or cloth so that it becomes more compact. Fold laundry. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you very much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and found it interesting. For the full transcript and for a comprehension quiz to test your understanding, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben, where you'll be able to access that bonus content on the fan club page. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another new story on Sunday.